This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to my 10th episode of AppForce One podcast. My name is Jeroen Lenens, and I've been developing iOS apps for over 8 years, and I'm also running the Dutch Cocoa Heads for over 7 years. In this episode, I will talk about app clip codes now available, book update Thinking in Swift UI, Yuri has released his book Junior to Senior, DevUtils app, rapid iOS prototyping with Amplify, Admin UI and Swift UI, creating basic GitHub actions for testing Xcode, roll your own dependency injection in Swift, the expressible by, how to loop in Swift, how to use date formats in Swift, Tanya Wells' Monday tweet, and coaching for free. I have some big announcements on that last one. If you are an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because I will keep you updated on interesting conferences, articles, and events. Please rate my podcast on Apple iTunes or any other platform. Once you've done that, make a screen grab and put it on Twitter and @mention me, @appforce1. If you do that, I will make sure you get a nice discount code for the book that I'm working on, Being a Lead Developer. If there's any feedback, please contact me on Twitter, @appforce1, or leave a message in my SpeakPipe, speakpipe.com/appforce1. Apple has announced that app clip codes are now available, easily discoverable and quick to launch at the moment it's needed. An app clip is a small part of your app that lets users start and finish an experience in seconds. Definitely check this out, because I think app clips can be a very interesting new way to attract people into your app. I haven't done anything with it myself yet, but I'm really looking forward to what people are experiencing with this technology themselves. Chris Idoff over at ObjectiveC.io announced that he has updated his book on Swift UI, Thinking in Swift UI. With this update, Chris indicates that they've updated the book completely for iOS 14. The book itself is very short, but all information in there is really worthwhile to read, as it helps you to really think in the correct way about Swift UI. Yuri Karabatov has released his book Junior to Senior Developer. I have not had enough time yet to have a good look at his book, but the first initial impression is good. Yuri will be a guest in my podcast in a later episode. I hope to discuss with him how his book launch went and what his thoughts are in growing from a junior to a senior developer. DevUtils.app is a small utility that helps you with your tiny daily task with just a single click. It works entirely offline and it is open source, so you can get the source code and compile it yourself. It works completely offline, so you don't have to paste all kinds of sensitive data in an online service. So what am I talking about here? JSON formatting, JWT debugging, regular expression testing, URL encoding and decoding, Base64 encoding and decoding, query string parsing. The list goes on and on and on and on. You can get it for free from the website if you compile it yourself, or you can get it from the website freely compiled for $15. It's also available on the Mac App Store. I never expected to say this, but there's actually a nice article available on the blog from Amazon Web Services. Rapid iOS App Prototyping with Amplify, Admin UI and Swift UI. AWS Amplify now offers a way to model your app's data schemas that is easier than ever. The new Admin UI feature provides an easy-to-use interface where you can lay out the models of your app, create relationships between them and pull the Swift representations of those models into your codebase. In their blog post, they will detail how you can use this utility to actually create a backend for your app and how you can get the data stored in their service into your app codebase and actually work with it. I think it's an interesting topic to discover, and I haven't tried it myself, so I'm really looking for someone who has some experience with AWS Amplify. If you do, please reach out to me on Twitter. I'm curious about some real-life experience within a utility such as AWS Amplify. Not everybody knows this, but GitHub Actions allows you to actually create a CI pipeline for your Xcode project. Ezra Black, in his article, details how you can actually use GitHub Actions to compile and test your Xcode project. Full disclosure, I provided some input on Ezra Black's article. Joe Mazzalotti writes a nice article on dependency injection in Swift. His article focuses on one major advantage of the dependency injection. It makes testing things a lot easier. The interesting thing about this article is that everything is roll your own and just use Swift's built-in features to create a dependency injection framework that is bespoke and specific to your own needs. Andy Ibanez writes an article about the expressible by set of protocols in Swift. Swift gives you many interesting features to write cleaner and more obvious code. One of those features is the expressible by family of protocols. This is a set of protocols that allows you to instantiate objects by providing some native Swift object. In this article, Andy explains what these protocols are and how you can best use these to your advantage. Continuing in the basic Swift knowledge area, Sarun has two interesting articles available this week. The first one is about how to loop in Swift. The title of his article really explains what this article is about. There's a surprising number of ways that you can actually loop over a collection in Swift. The second article is about how to use date formats in Swift. It's the second part of a series on date formatted performance. In this article, you will actually learn in what ways you can use a date formatter in Swift. It's basics, but it's always good to review. Now let's have a look at Donnie Walsh's Monday tweet. Private Moshi has started working on his first widget. 18 errors straight away. Turned out the old-fashioned implementation of core data and a widget have a disagreement. He's planning on changing said implementation along the lines of what this new book I got will say. He's struggling a bit. I hope Donnie's book really helps him. Drink Cupboard are explaining that they are eating pies the whole day, it seems. That's a lot of pie, actually. Francois has started to develop Drylander, a calendar to watch alcohol consumption. He wants it to be ready for the end of the year, for Dry January. Philip is launching Photo Statistica version 2. Oskar Gorok has just released Schoolie app, which is an easy way for students to track their due work and their timetable. He's also planning to start reading the pre-release of Practical Core Data. Danny Code is implementing Firebase on his first app. Thijs is creating a macOS app that creates app icons from a source image because he wants to try some Swift UI for Mac. Bruno Wernimont has had a fantastic weekend working on a WatchOS Swift UI app for Outcast app. David Norris has released the latest update to his app Nebula. Kirtan is messing around with GitHub's GraphQL API so he can make some widgets. And finally, Halil has worked on a new update for the standings widget to add NBA widgets this weekend. NBA is going to start again in a couple of days, so he must release this version today. Again, a lot of people working on a lot of releases that need to be ready for the end of the year. Good luck, everybody, and I hope your release goes well without too much bugs. Tomorrow will be my first AppForce One podcast party. I'm really looking forward to it. By the looks of things, 20 people have submitted an RSVP. So even if half of those people show up, I still have something that you can call a party. So I'm really looking forward to this. The most important things I hope to get out of these podcast parties is feedback on how my podcast is actually doing, because it's really hard to know and to decide what you should put in your podcast and to actually have any idea whether or not it is something that people want to hear. Because the most important thing to me is that I have fun doing this, but also that it creates some value for the people that are listening to my podcast. So that is you. So if you have any feedback, please show up at one of my podcast parties or send me a message on Twitter at AppForce1. Now, coaching for free. And what I'm working on right now is to actually get meaningful coaching going with a number of people. This coaching I will do for free, and I will agree with the participants that they are okay with me recording our sessions. And I hope that I can provide great content and great value to everybody that's listening to my podcast. Everybody that is in my Coaching for Free program, of course, has to be an iOS developer, or they are working towards becoming an iOS app developer. So, relevant content, great ways to learn, and great stories from great people. That's my goal. I expect the first content on my new Coaching for Free program to be available sometime in January, maybe beginning of February. It all depends a bit on how the coaching is going and on how the participants are actually liking the coaching that I'm giving them. So more in the future. If you like my show, please rate me on Apple Podcast. It really helps. Actually, rate me on Apple Podcast 4 or 5 stars, if you like my podcast, of course. And make sure that you grab a screenshot of your review, post it on Twitter and at mention me. I will make sure to get you a 40% discount on my book. That's a book that I'm still working on that I hope to release in March, Being a Lead Software Developer. Writing the book is actually progressing quite nicely. I'm already at about 6,000 words and I hope to grow it till about 20,000 words, somewhere around that. So have a look at it, and if you like it, well, who knows? On Thursday, I will release my next episode, which will be with Pavel Madej. He is a pharmacist turned into an iOS software developer. I think he's doing great, and his origin story is actually very inspiring. Also, have a look at my growing back catalog of older interviews, and I'm quite surprised about how popular these interviews actually are. If you have not already, please sign up for my newsletter. You can do that on my website, appforce1.net. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next week. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. appforce1.net/lead developer. All one word.